Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. Hi. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. And here I am with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Well, it's a cartoon you can find on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Kay. What's going on with you, baby?
Not much. I'm excited because tomorrow we are flying off to Cleveland. So that's exciting. I've never been there before.
Cleveland rocks. Whoa. We're going to be in Cleveland doing a live recap of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 2. And then the very next day, we're going to Pittsburgh for Real Housewives of New York. And then we're going to be in Baltimore on the 27th for Southern Charm live recaps. Okay? So if you haven't gotten tickets in Cleveland and Baltimore, do it. All right? And then here's a breakdown of where we're going to be the rest of the year. We're going to go to Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Seattle. Wow. Whoa.
It's going to be great. Plus, I'm also very excited because Ronnie and I are going to be doing a road trip from Cleveland to Pittsburgh on Friday. So we're going to reprise. We had a road trip last year when we went from St. Louis to Kansas City, and that was like one of my favorite things that we ever did together.
Oh, yeah. Watch your Instagram lives because we will be on it, okay?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Everyone, this is the Below Deck Med recap for the week. You can also find this on video. We're on video today on Crappens On Demand. I'm sitting in my luxurious mansion.
Sexy.
For all the video watchers out there, you just go to Patreon. That's also where you'll find our bonus episodes. This week we're doing a Real Housewives of Dallas trailer, which is amazing. It's a minute-by-minute breakdown of Real Housewives of Dallas. So go check that out. And go get t-shirts and all that good stuff. Ringtones. You can find Crappens, everything. Just go to watchwithcrappens.com, okay? Now for today, guess what we're doing today? I already said it. Below Deck Mediterranean.
That's our attempt at the theme song.
Damn it!
Yeah. The Below Deck franchise has the most generic theme music. The Below Deck Classic, you can't even sing the theme music because there's like no melody to it. It's just like sound. At least Below Deck Med has like a little bit of has some sort of melody. I don't know.
Isn't it the same song?
No, they're a little different.
Oh, I thought
because
they were
Below Deck Med dun. Goes dun 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 dun. And as, whereas regular Below Deck is just like a bunch of musical stingers. It's just like da 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 da. Da 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 da
da na na na. That's the only part I care about.
It's the best part. So last week there was a huge cliffhanger because the staff had to do a picnic at the top of Ez, which is this huge hike up a huge medieval whatever town, for Jackie Siegel of Queen of Versailles fame. And they had a compressed timeline to do all this stuff. And guess what? There was no cutlery. Cliffhanger!
Who betrayed the cutlery?
I'm sorry, I manipulated you into not taking the cutlery.
The cutlery called Radar Online to say it wouldn't be there.
Who took the cutlery to a kill shelter?
Yeah, there's plastic being adopted out to interns.
The cutlery bit PK on the nose.
It took a chunk out of his face. So Ace is like, plastic cutlery, are you fucking kidding me?
And last week I was like, well, this is a very, like, this is an interesting cliffhanger, but we know that next week it's just going to be like them saying, okay, we'll just give $10 to a restaurant and get some cutlery from them. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened in the first frame of the episode.
I know, just stop at that old Wendy's on the side of the Ez Hill or whatever and grab some plasticware.
The Ez Chipotle has some extras.
And Joao's like, this is a total clusterfuck. We have to carry all this shit up this mountain. Surely Hannah understands what it's like being undermanned. And then it shows all the other boat people, like, partying in the water because Captain Sandy's still having that bonding date in the water. We call it training, but it's really bonding. Heard it here first, kids.
Swim to your bond. Meanwhile, Jackie seems to be oblivious of all the madness happening around her. She's like, oh, look at this, it's a butterfly. Oh, it's a butterfly.
Yeah, Jackie's like, I love butterflies.
Look, it has wings. And look, it has a body. There it is.
And then Colin's like, Aisha, Aisha, Colin, you have napkins? But what happened to the cutlery? Who's holding it? And June, poor June, is like, no one's talking to her. Everyone else is dating. Poor goofy June is on this cruise. No one's talking to her until it's time to blame somebody for cutlery. And June's just like, I didn't have anything to do with the silver. I was like, guys, we just had a scene of you going over this list with Hannah saying you packed everything.
Exactly, because Aisha's like, you didn't pack it. And she's like, no. She's like, well, you were holding it. Were you holding your finger on your rectum instead? Was that what it was?
June can't even own up to a mistake. How am I going to respect you if you don't own up to the missing things?
How am I going to ever respect you? Now, excuse me, I got to feel me bum.
And June's like, I specifically remember putting spoons and forks into a Ziploc, so don't blame me, I just got here. They're being mean to June. I think June's very nice, okay? Sometimes you just get a total dodo bird on this show, and it's like, yeah, abuse the dodo bird. What'd June do?
Yeah, well, she didn't pack the cutlery. But also, they're forgetting that they had a 20-minute compressed timeline. It was bound, something was bound to go wrong, you know? So Jackie's getting impatient, like, so are we going to have our picnic soon, guys? We have a picnic? Ooh, butterfly. I want to hold the butterfly. Touch my thumb. Hey, had a butterfly come down and touch my thumb. Touch my thumb.
Yeah, the butterfly came right down. It came right on me. It was quick. Did you guys see that? Hey, you over there, a butterfly came down. It touched my thumb.
Yeah, it was a butterfly right in the thumb. You ever seen a thumb before? Hey, got a nail right there, a little thumbnail.
I've seen a thumb. Guess what I did with mine? They're like, stop talking about sticking your thumb up your butt, Aisha.
She's like, oh, there's the butterfly. It's flying around down there. I think I scared it, though. There it is. There's the butterfly. Hey, look, there's a butterfly. Hey, there's like 10 butterflies on the ocean right there. Those are the yachts.
Come here, butterfly. Jackie just goes tumbling down Ez.
She just walks by a Mariah Carey poster. Oh my god, she likes butterflies too.
She's like, having a lunch up here on this mountain is something only a billionaire could do, and we're billionaires.
Hey, do you think that butterfly is a billionaire? Because it's in the billionaire space.
I saw a butterfly. It was poor.
Does that butterfly take an elevator up here?
And Aisha's like, it's crazy to think that some of the richest people in the world are idiots.
And then she's like, and Daki goes, give the chef 2 thumbs up. And this thumb got a butterfly kiss.
Yeah, I got a kiss from a butterfly.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't a poor butterfly. It was a billionaire butterfly. So now I'm a billionaire.
I've been kissed by a billionaire butterfly on my thumb and the grave.
Billionaire kisses. So then they eat their lunch. It takes like 5 seconds.
Billionaire kisses. Because I'm walking in butterflies. Feeling how a butterfly flaps in the wind. I'm walking in butterflies, kissing my billionaire thumb.
If that butterfly hadn't landed on my thumb, the whole world would have been different. It's like an Ashton Kutcher movie.
Dude, where's my butterfly?
What was that movie where he like stepped on a butterfly? The Butterfly Effect. Duh.
Literally called the Butterfly.
Yeah. I was like, what? What was that movie where they couldn't find the car?
And they were like, dude. Anyway, so now the guests, after this very exciting butterfly kiss, they guests are going to, so Jackie and the crew are going to like head down the hill and maybe do some shopping. and they're like walking down the hill and Jackie goes, hey, look, there's the butterfly. It's right in front of Frank. There's the butterfly.
She does.
Like, it might not be the same one. She's like, there's only one butterfly here.
Jackie is totally obsessed with this butterfly. She's like, look, it's a golden goat, which isn't a butterfly, but I thought I'd point it out anyway. Golden goat, a butterfly landed on my thumb.
If I take this pat of butter and throw it through the air, does that count as a butterfly?
Oh, God. So Jack is dancing in a towel on the bridge, and the captain's like, you know, I like that creative way of... Sometimes my below deck notes, I'm like, what? Jack dances on towel and bridge. Captain, I like the creative way of cooking it. What the fuck am I even talking about?
Because Jack was like wiping up the floor, and so he was standing on the towel and like shimmying to, and so Sandy was like, man, that's creative.
Sorry.
Wow, it's like you gave the towel an app. So then, meanwhile, so we now watch like a montage of June and Kali and Joao bringing all the stuff down from the top of Ez, and it's like goes on forever. It starts at 4, then 4:45. It takes them 90 minutes to bring all the stuff down. It's just absolutely crazy. While everyone else on the yacht is just having fun. And Anastasia is like also like opening up sea urchins. And she's like, this is crazy, these sea urchins, okay? Like, this is something a vegan would never touch. This is actually something a normal person would never touch. I'm like, you just shaded yourself.
I know. She's like, I've been killing it. I've been doing everything like perfectly. Like sea urchins, perfect.
Okay, I didn't even have to catch these sea urchins. They just gave themselves up to me. They just presented themselves on a wave, and the wave crested up to the boat, and I just plucked them off the wave, and the wave went back down again. That's how perfectly this has gone.
So then the people are shopping on the side of the mountain. I wrote, we watch them shop. And Ace is like, this is the longest tourist session ever.
Yeah. And then Joao is getting crabby. He's like hangry and hot and crabby and being like classic Joao. And he's like, it's bullshit. This is too much work for that little amount of people. It was so ill-planned. Don't blame Hannah. And I'm glad Hannah said this later, because I'm like, why did you only send Colin then? Like, why did you have so few people?
Yeah, why don't you take Jack or somebody, because you're annoyed with them, okay? You just fucked yourself, Joao, okay?
Yeah, you really did. Even Jack is more effective than no Jack.
Yeah. And June is like, God, can I get a break? I've been working since 5:30 in the morning. Which gives us our first honey eyes for June today.
She's like, I went to fucking Ez. Because basically Hannah gives her like a 1-hour break. And June was expecting like 3 hours off or something. So they're all, the crew is back. And most of the crew is back, except for Aisha, who's still babysitting. And so they're like, Joao is so cranky. He's being a big baby right now. And so Travis is like, well, it's funny because we were here just playing water sports and, you know, swimming around and using the jet ski, and we're recreating that Crazy Girls video, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun.
And Gerard's like, that was chaos. It was utter chaos, all right? And Hannah's like, there's not a lot I can do about that now, honey.
She goes, that's picnics for you, honey.
Yeah, it's picnics up the side of mountains for you, honey.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I gave him two girls, and he's got four deck crew. What's his problem, honey?
Yeah, why'd you leave you on the boat?
Yeah, so then we go to the ladies still shopping, and Joelle's like,
well, listen, we got the work done. Whether it was Travis or Jack, it would have been halted. This is ridiculous. This is chaos. This is ridiculous. Oh.
And Colin's just like, God, yeah, I'm with you. I don't like Colin teaming up with Joelle. I know that it's not that they're new friends, but I don't like them being friends. Colin is too nice to be friends with someone that.
And he's being corrupted because Joelle is complaining. And then Colin's muttering around behind him, going, fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Hey, Collie, watch that mouth. You have to be a good boy and represent well.
He's like, that is gosh darned unfair. That's better, Collie.
That's the man that I raised.
So then guess what Jackie's talking about?
Guess what I got? A butterfly ring. It was only $35,000.
And Aisha goes, $35,000. She does this thing when she gets like, when she's like shocked by something, she like leans forward and slits her eyes. She's like, if you watch on Crap Is On Demand, you can see my expertly done impersonation.
Bonertown.
I'm trying
otherwise
to be quiet.
Known as Bonertown.
Bonertown. She's like, growing up, we couldn't even afford cheese.
Jackie's like, yeah, $35,000. I hate making a deal. I was like, God, way to announce that to the world.
I know.
Jeez.
So June is like passed out in her bed and she's like overslept. So now we have the introduction of my new favorite thing, which is June, June, Hannah. It's not to be confused with the seminal Passover tune, Die, Die, Anu. Okay, I will stop my June, June, Hannah, Die, Anu mashup.
June, June, Hannah, 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 June, 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 Hannah, 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 H said perfectly, okay? Perfectly.
Yeah. And then Hannah like, has to go wake up June, and she's like, you just got here, honey. Did you nap on the plane? Honey.
I just can't imagine being so mean to someone who's just like, it's like, she got up. She did her job. Leave her alone. Freedom. Free June, okay? Free June. That's what I say.
But at the same time, Hannah gives Aisha a 1 hour break. Same amount of break that June got. And when she gives it to Aisha, Aisha's like, really? Oh, not a time to stick my finger up my colon. It's so nice of you.
So the captain's like, hey there, June. Just wanted to check in with you. I've had quite a day. I saw someone clean a floor while dancing on a towel. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. You want to talk about creative? His name is Jack, and he's not whack. Anna, June, Hannah. Golly.
You know, I've heard of cutting a rug, but I never heard of scrubbing with a rug before. That's what I saw, and it was wonderful.
It's, June, Hannah. It was glorious. June, Hannah.
Callie, you should make a song about that. Oh, Mom, I'll try. June, Hannah likes that banana, and I miss my Nana.
Nana misses you too, Callie. What was her name? Aunt Nibby? Aunt Tibby.
Don't tell Aunt Tibby. Aunt Tibby had some weight issues, right?
Aunt Tibby. Don't call a chubby Tibby, Callie Wally. Not everything needs to ruin, Callie.
So now Aisha and Hannah are like basically bitching about June privately in their bunk bed area. So you know that's a bad sign for June. She's like she has a one way ticket to the Ostra's Pariah Express. Taurus.
Yeah. Yeah. When you can make Aisha seem mean, I mean, geez. Aisha's like, what's up with that girl? Oh, I just said that.
So then Joao's giving Jack, he's like telling Jack to do things because Joao is like in that thing where he's angry and he's angry that Jack had a light day. So he's going to be like really annoying and make Jack do things. And Jack is like, Joao and I get along well. We really do. But he's always telling me what to do. I'm like, he's your boss. That's usually how that works.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to run around with a pole up my ass. Yeah. And then you can tell that Jackie's coming back because tons of butterflies just landed. No, just kidding. Butterflies just land on the boat. But you just hear, woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Every time there's a group of ladies on this show, that's all you hear. Woo.
Woo girls.
Yeah, woo girls.
So Hannah and Jackie have a nice moment where they talk about it. They're going to be doing lanterns at dinner because it's a celebration of life dinner for Jackie's late daughter. So, you know, then Hannah shares about, you know, how her brother passed and then there was a divorce and like how her family shrank. So it was a very nice, you know, thoughtful moment, etc. And then we start preparing for dinner and we just hear Jack muttering, this boson's a fucking lemon. Which I don't know why. I just like the random insults that come out of this show.
Today, a butterfly landed, and it's a symbol that she's still here. And that's nice. You know, that's like the nice butterfly part. And then I'm looking for Jack. You know what? I'm nice so sorry. That part. Was weird. That was really weird. But for Jackie, I just wrote Jack because that's like the short of her name. But now I'm like, who's talking? Why would Jack say this? So I got myself confused.
Butterfly landed. And I was like, oh, I'd give up me job to bang that butterfly.
Well, that butterfly's quite a bird. Am I right, boys?
No, it's a butterfly. You want to look at my thumb? It's been butterfly kissed.
So then Anastasia's like, oh yeah, serving up apps, and I am really feeling myself, okay? I'm feeling myself more and more with each meal I pop out. And then we see that she's serving scallops with caviar on top, and Hannah's like, I think her menu's actually spot on, honey. Right, the scallops look like boobs, but then again, there's a lot of fake ones on board now.
Honey, ooh, zing.
Look at Hannah hating on implants.
June, yeah. Hannah. June, Hannah, I just did a zing. Did you not laugh at that? Of course not. So now Hannah and Joao are having a moment where they're like talking, and Hannah's talking about June and saying, oh, she has a personality of a fucking glass of water, not a glass of honey. Although, might as well have that in it too.
And then they get sea urchin, and Jackie's like, you know what sea urchin tastes like? It tastes like a nursing baby's poop. And someone goes, you tasted your baby's poop? And she goes, I got some on my finger.
I know. I was like, Now, before that, though.
And then her friend goes, well, everybody's palate is different. What?
So before that, also, Hannah and Joao were talking, and Joao's talking about Hannah, and he's like, you know what? She's starting to really grow on me. And that's all that's growing, I promise. I'm like, ew, see, there's Joao again.
God, he's so gross.
Making erection jokes about Hannah. Yeah. And then June's setting the table for dinner, and she's just like trying to figure out what forks to put out there, and Hannah's out there. And so this is like the first time that Hannah's like worked with June, because she's always been under Aisha's tutelage. So June is trying to set the table, and Hannah's like, all right, honey, we're doing starter, and then I'm just going to stare at you while you crumble and try to figure out the rest of that sentence. Starter, and?
Starter, then starter, then starter, then dessert, then starter. Now, which forks do we put out? And June's like, oh.
She's like, All right, I'll give you a hint. It goes starter, June, Hannah.
June, Hannah. The cabins are done. June, Hannah. Did you do them? And June's like, it takes me time to get stuff done, but I always come back to it. Like, it took me 2 years to finish bartending school.
Yeah, by the way, I would not announce that on national TV. It's a 2-week program. So then June goes in and starts talking with Jackie. And Jack And Jackie's showing June her late daughter, and June starts to cry because she just lost her dad, and so they actually like really bond over it. And then Jackie, this is actually extremely sweet. Jackie gave her $30,000 butterfly ring to June, and June's like, "Are you sure?" You know, and Jackie's like, "No, do this." And then the women go to sit at the table, and they go sit at the table, and Jackie's like, "Oh wow, this table is beautiful, guys. June did this table," and they just cut to Hannah doing like the most repressed honey face, like, "I did it, honey. I did it. Sada, sada, sada. Salad, salad. I did it."
Repressed honey eyes, repressed honey eyes, repressed honey face, honey face.
So now they're all eating that scallop, and Jackie's like, "Wow, the chef must have gone to a very special chef school, but I do wonder if she was ever thumb-kissed by a butterfly."
So what does Hannah say here? She said something like it's easier that Anastasia is the chef because at least we're not arguing, but I'd rather.
So she says, she's like, "Well,
I thought that plate was nice.
I thought it was very nice." But she's like, "Well, you know, I think it's great that I'm friends with Anastasia. She's like a little honey to my big honey. But, you know, and it's great because we don't fight. But then I almost prefer to have a chef I can fight with and force them to send out food that that's at the standard that I'm used to." So she's basically saying she feels like she can't fight with Anastasia, and basically be like, "You need to do better than this." Because at this point, Anastasia sent out this like squid ink pasta with a sea urchin on top. And I guess Hannah feels like it's a little rudimentary. I thought it looked beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was fine. I mean, considering we had Hamburger Helper for so long, you know, I just don't know where the scale is. But yeah, it looked good to me. What do I know?
Yeah. This is when June is like talking about she's like, "You know, I mean, if I say I'm going to finish the cabins, like, yeah, it's going to take me a long time. Again, bartending school took me about 5 years. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, they're going to be done." And so now
"So the bed is done? Is the bed done? Is the bed done, honey? What's the bed done? Is it done? Is it done? How's the bed? Hey, listen, if I called the bed and I said, bed, bed, Hannah, head, Hannah, bed, Hannah, Hannah, bed, bed, Hannah, would it say, 'Hello, it's me, bed, I'm done,' or not? Honey."
Yeah, because basically they're not done. The beds are not done, and Hannah's annoyed, essentially.
Yeah, Jean's like, "Yeah, but like, Hannah looks at me like I'm stupid."
Like, maybe it's because it took you 10 years to finish bartending school.
So then at dinner, Trey's wife, whoever she is, the wife on the crew, is like, "Oh my God, the chef is amazing. I wish I could just buy the chef." And Trey's like, well, first I'll buy the boat, and then we can buy the chef." I was like,
"Shut up.
You're both grossing me out right now, okay?"
So Aisha starts to actually cry a little bit downstairs because she's talked to June about losing her dad. And all this, there's been a lot of discussion about death, and Aisha lost her brother. So she starts to cry, and she just asks Jack to clear the table for her so she can have like a moment. So Jack goes up there to clear the table, and Jackie goes, Hi, Jack. Yeah, don't say hi to Jack on the plane, everyone. You'll get arrested. Hi, Jack. Get it? The butterfly told me that one.
I saw a butterfly.
The butterfly hijacked a plane. It was crazy.
So Jack's like, "I don't like seeing Aisha upset. If she can get over something so traumatic, what can I complain about? Ah, I hate cleaning. There, I did it. I knew I could do it."
"Why'd I have to clean this? The world's still spinning, isn't it?"
The captain's like, "Jack, hi, it's me, the captain. You gotta find your shoes. Okay, that would be great. Find your shoes.
No, go ahead. I love the dancing, but now it's not time for towel dancing, so you gotta put the shoes on. So put the shoes on.
Go on. Find those shoes, Jack. Go on, yeah. You can do it."
So now Joelle's like, "And Jack, another thing, could you put towels in the tender? Because we're going to take some ladies to Monaco." So Jack, instead of putting the towels on the tender and putting his shoes on, he goes into his room and starts like putting on a vest. I guess he wants to put on a suit to surprise the ladies, to be like, "Whoa, I'm taking you to Monte Carlo, so I'm going to be in a suit," or something like that. So Joelle was losing his mind because Jack is essentially not answering his radio.
Yeah. Joelle's like, Jack. I need help on the Tinder. Jack, Jack,
did
Jack,
me do
Jack,
this?
Jack.
June, Hannah.
Have you, and I hate saying this because Joelle, I detest Joelle, but have you noticed that Joelle gets honey eyes? Because when he gets mad, his eyes go like this. He's like, chuck, 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 chuck,
chuck. I call them Zimbrows.
Zimbrows. Yeah, so Giles like, I'm done with you, Jack. I'm done with you. And Jack's like, hey, where am I going? I'm going to have to go into the tender at the last minute. He's like, yes, get in here. Get in the tender. And so he wants
Jack to put, because he makes Jack get into the tender without his shoes on. And Jack's like, why did you do this at the last minute? It's like, he told you like 15 minutes ago. It does not take that long to put on shoes.
Yeah, but when you don't keep your radio on, everything's last minute, you know?
That's true.
You just hear your name coming from a pillow. Like, is that pillow talking to me? Hello, yeah. Pillow. What you got to say to me?
Now, can I express something that I think is a real dick move?
Sure. Like, what do I do? Go ahead, load it on me.
No, you know what? I am saying, like, I would say that 75% of the people on this charter, real dick move, because this is like the celebration of life dinner, and like 3/4 of those people skipped out to go to Monte Carlo. They didn't even wait for Jackie to send up the lanterns. And this woman is like, by the way, she's paying for your charter. And you're just going to like, oh, I'm sorry, I want to go to Monte Carlo, instead of like remembering your deceased daughter.
Yeah,
I thought that was a real dick
move.
Guys, like, can you wait 15 minutes and send off a few lanterns? Please.
Yeah, that was a real dick move. Jack saw his no shoes. He's like, look at me moonwalking. All right, these feet cannot be caged. Don't try and cage me feet, Drow. All right, these feet can't be caged, mate. And Drow's like, oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Drow's just getting so angry at Jack, and Jack's like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Calm down, relax. Not a big deal. And Drow's like, you can't treat everything, like I say, as a joke. And Jack's like, I don't. He's like, when I said to you to put on your shoes, you said these feet are free and you can't put my feet in a cage. That is a joke.
But the world is still turning around, ain't it? God, how has Jack lasted this long, you know? This is cute guy privilege, for sure.
It really is, because he knows. I mean, he said he smiles. Jack is like, it's best not to speak to me like a dickhead. And Joelle's like, are you telling me that I have not been treating you with respect? And Jack goes, yes. He's your boss, but yeah.
You said these shoes can't be in a cage. That is a joke.
So then they start writing notes on these lanterns to send up, you know, but they're like, all right, dear butterfly, you know, and then they light it and then it goes straight into the water.
Because you're supposed to like hold it, right? So that way hot air can build up and it can float away. You feel it when you do those things. You feel it, it tugs and goes away. But they just light it and just drop it in the water. I was like,
Jack is like, it works at home. Not really sure what's going on here. And so I think it's Jack who's like, you have to hold them for a bit.
See, there's that engineering degree. There it is.
Finally, it comes in. So Joelle and Colin are gossiping by the laundry. And Joelle's like,
I have a question. When I speak to Jack, do I sound disrespectful? Answer properly, Colin.
He's like, no, gosh, you're just a regular boss. You're an amazing boss. Boss of the year. God. Boss rhymes with hoss. You're a hoss and a boss.
Now that's what you call a good employee, Collie. If I could give you a medal, I would. Oh, guess what? Dad got you a medal. Gonna send it to you right away.
You're employee of the year, and you're my dear. Love you, honey.
Love you. Great work tonight. Have a great rest.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So now it's like 12:20, and Jackie, they don't really show up, but I think she's been quietly getting drunk all this time, okay? So she's like out on the deck. Pretty much everyone has gone to sleep. It's only just like Colin and Hannah who are up, and Jackie is just looking up at the sky. She goes, hey, look, what's next to the planet? And then Janessa's like, is that a lantern? Janessa's like her daughter-in-law or whatever. And Colin goes, no, it's a star or a planet. I don't think it's a lantern. I don't think they can get that high up and still be visible.
But it just got there. He's like, no, pretty much sure it's been there this whole time. She's like, oh, but you know what? If we hadn't done the lanterns, we wouldn't have looked up and seen it. So that makes it special.
Hey, look, there's my lantern, and there's another butterfly, and oh my god, the butterfly's on fire. Oh no, is this good or bad? I can't tell. I'll stick out my thumb and see what touches it. Ah, my thumb's on fire.
So then Aisha and Jack are talking. And he's like, that guy's so mean to me. I don't appreciate how mean he is to me. Everything he thinks he's on a high because everything he says, he thinks is right. And then we cut to Joao complaining, and Joao's like, small bugs
get crushed easily. Oh, draw brow, zimbrow.
And then meanwhile, we get this like montage, because now everyone's gone to sleep. Hannah sends everyone to sleep. She's going to clean up and just she has to stay up as long as the guests are. So now there's like this extended montage of just Jackie meandering around the boat just alone. And it's like 2:20 a.m. And she's just making comments like, oh, look, the moon's over there now. Like she just learned the concept that the moon travels across the sky.
She goes, I took a picture of Mars and the moon. Look, now it's over there. Did you order Mars for me? It's like Jackie is the most positive person. Like she's so rich, she just assumes that everything is there for her. You know?
I know, but in the most cheery way ever. And then it's like time to fetch. The people still have not come back from Monaco's. So now they're coming back. Colin has to go out there, I think it's actually, I forget who goes out there. Maybe it's Jack.
Well, I'm not the one to ask because I wrote down Santa calls. Hey, Hannah. Sandy calls, I guess. Hey, Hannah, Sandy, they're calling for a ride back. Did you see the shoes that Jack was wearing? No, you didn't, because they were made of towels. Got to give it to him for creativity. That was a good one.
Also, one last request on the preference sheet. Apparently, you now need to provide Mars for tomorrow as well.
So, 4:16 a.m., Jackie's in the kitchen. She's like, what's going on in here?
Oh. And they're like, and then Janessa and the other ladies show up there. And then, I don't know, like, Jackie's just in there just smiling, like, teetering around, like one of those inflatable things that you punch and it pops back up again. She's like, oh, what is this here? Oh.
She sees the door, so she just starts going down the stairs. And Anna's like, no, Jackie, no, that's the quarters. You can't go over
Jackie,
there.
She's no.
like, Jackie's like, I didn't even know this was here. This is great.
Wow, a whole subterranean world. This is amazing. And Hannah's like, all right, honey, can we talk about this upstairs so we don't wake up the crew? And she's like, oh, okay.
Did you buy this for me?
I brought Chinese lanterns, but did you bring Mars?
So then Travis and Hannah are talking and flirting, and Travis is like, you just get up a minute. She's like, I haven't even gone down, honey. These people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. So now it's 8:20 in the morning and it's breakfast time. And so June goes into the galley and goes, Anastasia's like cooking with her back to the door. And June's like, are people sitting at the table? And Anastasia's like, how would I know that? I mean, I know I'm perfect, but I don't have like superhero abilities. So anyway, get out of my face.
Yeah, everyone's so mean to June. And June's like, God, it just looked like you were plating a plate. Rawr!
I mean, I know I'm only in year 15 of bartending school, but I mean, come on.
So what are they going at with June? Why do they keep bugging her about a boyfriend? It's weird. So they're in the kitchen and Anastasia's like, do you have a boyfriend, June? And she's like, like, it's weird. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, you know, like. And Anna's like, well, you said that you did have one, but you traveled too much. Remember when you said that? And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, we're on a break. It's hard for me to tell everyone. It's like complicated. They're obviously trying to get something out of June. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, she clearly was part of, like, she was one half of, like, a crime duo because she doesn't like getting her photos taken either. She's like, I don't want to do selfies. And now she's, like, cryptic about a boyfriend. And she hasn't even said boyfriend, by the way. Like, she keeps saying she is not referred to the gender, which means it could actually be a lady if you look at it. I don't know. But I feel like she is on the lam at the moment.
Yeah, I like that. I like it better that she's just, like, robbing banks or something. She's just, like, an ATM burglar.
But probably not as high-minded as that. Like, she probably just steals, like, give a penny, take a penny bulls.
Jackie's like, wait a minute, Mars was just right there. Who stole it? It's like, dun, dun, dun. Oh,
I stole Mars. So now it's like, the guests are away for breakfast. There's docking. The usual, you know, like coming to shore, dock, dock, dock. Let's throw a rope across the water onto land. Great work, everyone.
Oh, so then they're all changed. Oh, so now it's time to go, right?
Yeah.
Goodbyes. So Jack's like, I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, no, this is Jackie. You see, I did it again. She's like,
yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps again, which are like butterfly bumps, except now my skin's like chicken skin. Anyone want to feel it?
So then they all leave, and then Jackie makes like the, you know, they always have to make a speech when they give the tip. She's like, well, I just have to say this was wonderful. I mean, there was a butterfly that came out and kissed my thumb, and then I was walking down the hill and was in front of Frank. I was like, hey, Frank, there's the butterfly, and the butterfly flew up, and then it went down, and we took some bags and light candles in them, and then Mars came out for me. That was great. Didn't see Saturn, but I guess you can't get them all, right?
Everyone's so handsome, just like Mars. Which was put there for me. Guess what? We discovered a planet. It's called Butterflies. I bought it. It's down these stairs where people are sleeping. They're like, oh my God.
It goes on for 22 minutes. And then finally Sandy's like, well, that was great. And we're so glad that you're having a great time. And I think there's a whole bunch of butterflies over there. So you might want to go take a look at them because they might flutter off if they don't see you.
Mm. And Aisha's like, that was a long speech. Oh!
So Joao needs a moment with Sandy. He's like, Captain Sandy, do you have a moment? I'm struggling with my team. It's very hard to drive people who don't want to be here. And so Sandy's basically tells Joao, like, look, you have to engage with them more, and like, some people need you to believe in them, and you know, she basically is like, interact. That's what
kind
she's saying.
Of. Well, she's like, look, Joao, all right, to find exceptional people in this industry is rare. So just talk to them and say, hey, we're on the same team. All right, thanks for coming to talk to me. I'm here for ya.
He's like, yeah, that did not go as planned. I'm a soggy biscuit in the morning.
So then meanwhile downstairs, Colin's talking to June, and he's like, so, hi, how was your first charter? Do you want a gumdrop?
That's good, Callie. That's a good opening. Very good. She's a nice girl. I can see she's a nice girl. And if you want to invite her over afterwards for a chocolate milk, I can get that ready for you.
And June's like, it couldn't have gone better. I made $30,000 on my wrist. Don't tell anybody. She goes, yeah. Have you seen West Side Story? And he's like, of course. All those songs are bangers.
Dun, 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 dun. Tommy!
Aunt Tibby! Dun 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 dun. Aunt Tibby! Dun 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 dun.
I want to be on Kali's ferry. 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 Love, Mom.
So the captain's like, all right, team, just wanted to say I'm in awe of Anastasia. What a chef. Also, good, you know, congrats to this new crew member who has stolen tons of stuff. She's wearing it all over her pants. Congratulations. Everything going okay for you? And June's like, yeah, I'll be ready to take that bartending test any second now.
Okay, Black Russian, that's vodka and orange juice, right?
Oh.
Listen. Finding a Russian that's worth his weight in gold in this industry, that's something. But keep talking to him, all right, July? All right, now, I got something from the guest. It's a nice, thick envelope. It was a good tip.
And then she gives them the tip, and they're like, that sucks. Yes. Fuck, what's with this tip?
Okay, so normally our guests tip us in euros. She actually folded up a bunch of those unused lanterns and put it in this envelope. So each one of you guys gets a lantern, which I think is special.
You know, you're all being paid in dead butterflies. So
Joao has a deckhand meeting, and he's like, you know what? Here's what I have to say. I'm here about to tell you about motivation. So I want respect. And I'm not here to create your motivation. I'm like, oh, Joao, that's not exactly what Sandy told you to do.
Yeah, Jack's like, well,
Jack wants respect. Sorry.
Yeah, Jack's like, it's better to speak with me. To speak with me with respect, mate, because that'll motivate me. And Joao's like, it's not my job to create motivation. He's like, it is. As a team leader, it's your job. Oh my, you're both wrong. Okay.
Josh didn't have to try and motivate you to do your damn job. Sweep the fucking deck, sir.
You shouldn't have to, but you should. Like, as a leader, you want your... If you see that someone's not working, you want to find ways to get them to, like... People work in different ways, you know? So, like, yes, theoretically, if you sign up for a job, this is your job, and you just do it. But, you know what? If you are... if you're, like, sweeping a boat for 18 hours a day... At a certain point, you may need to, like, give them a little, like...
Oh, listen, I'm no fan of Joao, but in this case, I mean, Joao is, like, I've never even... We didn't even know who Joao was. He was being so nice, this whole charter. Like, even I was falling for it with Joao being this nice. I mean, you still have to do your fucking job, Jack.
I just think that, like, Joao asked Sandy for advice, and Sandy was like, well, you know, you gotta just, like, engage with them and make them feel like they have a place here. And then Jack is like, I just want some respect so I feel motivated. And he's like, you don't get motivation. Like, it's not really what Sandy said.
So then we cut to June in, like, with a sheet over her head going, ooh, this is so twisted. Like, this is messed up. How am I supposed to deal with this shit? I'm getting pissed off now.
Hannah's just like, this one can't hold a fucking fold a fucking bed sheet. Honey. Jun, Hannah.
So then Joao is this the night of their double date? Oh, no. Joao's talking to Collie, and he's like,
are you excited to get to know June tonight, Collie Wally? I'll wingman you if you want to. Throw us a pickup line. Give us a pickup line. And Collie's like, are those space pants? Because your ass is out of this world.
Hey, when you're a jet till the end, how's it go, the rest of it?
By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie, but when Colin and Joao were talking, there was, like, a little light right by Colin's, like a reading light by his bed. And he stuck a little green ladybug on the wall next to it. That's so Colin. Of course, he put a little green ladybug sticker or magnet.
Yeah. The one thing that's always stuck with me about Colin, out of all the shots we've had of Colin, well, now I guess it's kind of second place because his Joel Grey makeup in the interviews is really, it's like, life is a cabaret, huh? But the first thing that ever stuck with me about Colin was when they first showed him organizing his drawer and he had like 40 pairs of sneakers all arranged like perfectly. And I was like, yes. Put the lotion on it.
Put the lotion on the Nikes.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I don't think that Colin and June is going to be a romance that's going to blossom, perhaps, but, you know.
No, this show just likes to torture Colin at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, but although it's also torturing June with such difficult concepts as two necklaces tangled together, she's like, I don't understand this necklace, like, how do you do this? There's like two latches. And Asia's like, oh, it's two necklaces.
And poor June's like, I'm nervous. I hope to make friends. Jack's like, wait, van guy. Oh, they go in the van to go. They're all going out now. And Jack's like, you reckon I'll get a little kiss? I'm going to try tonight, eh?
Yeah.
And then we go to Liv Bald.
Yeah.
It's like Aisha could be walking into like a total dump, you know, like a literal car dump where they're crushing cars into little squares, and she'd be like,
oh, it's like being in my rectum. So they're all drinking drinks, and Aisha and Jack are flirting about twerking and stuff like that, and June's like checking her text and looking glum. Like, we don't know what's going on, but like something's going on there. And Hannah's like, hey, let me try this again. Let me get my honey eyes right on. June, have you got a boyfriend? I'm gonna ask you the third time now. June?
Yeah, she's like, June? Well, I mean, I'm seeing someone. It's not like I'm looking or anything. And Jack's like, are you a vegetarian? And she goes, well, I mean, I don't eat like octopus. And Jack's like, strictly no octopus? And then that leads to this weird, like, gay accusation or whatever they're doing. I'm not really sure. It's making me uncomfortable, cast.
Yeah. Either way, June gets nauseous and runs off to throw up.
Yeah.
That was a cliffhanger.
She goes to barf, and we're like, what's wrong with June?
What happened to baby June?
Yeah, whatever happened to baby June?
And that was the cliffhanger, and that was also the episode. So yeah,
the big cliffhanger of Below Deck. Why is June barfing? Find out next week. Everybody, thanks so much. We are excited to see you out of town. Cleveland, whoa. Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Whoa! Everyone who wants to come, go get your tickets. And the rest of you, the recaps will be about a day late because they will all be live shows. Okay?
Yeah. So
in the meantime, go over and listen to our Real Housewives of Dallas trailer breakdown. Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, that's at patreon.com/watchworkrappins. And Ronnie, I love you, Ronnie. I'll see you at the airport tomorrow.
Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.